Damien Hirst's rules for the spot paintings, or as he calls them, pharmaceutical paintings, are that the color placement must be absolutely random, no color can occur more than once in a painting, and the size of the gaps between the spots must equal the size of the spots. Paintings can end only at the edge of a spot, at its midpoint, or in a gap. Hirst made the first few spot paintings, but then he began to employ others to make them. The spot paintings are made with ordinary household gloss paint, not the fine artist's paint that you would find at an art supply store. Hirst leaves the selection of the palette for each painting to the people who make it, dictating only its dimensions. All the works are given titles after the names of drugs listed in Biochemicals, Organic Compounds for Research and Diagnostic Reagents, a thick manual published by the Sigma Chemical Company. Although these paintings are often dismissed as eye candy, in fact, it's not quite that simple. On the one hand, Hirst is giving you an array of beautiful colors. On the other hand, he's not giving you any of the traditional harmonies that would make these sit easily among one another. Standing in front of spot paintings can actually be a pretty disorienting exercise. The work he's doing is purely conceptual and could even be carried out by following a computerized program. And yet there is still the attachment to craft, to the sensual presence of paint on a wall that keeps us connected to the tradition of painting, even in the 21st century.